show here, Slam Pig Podcast. It's the one and only Josh Ricardo, and this is my announcer voice. How are you? Thanks for checking back in with me. Thanks for listening. I'm glad we've been on a tear lately with these shows. It's been a long ass week, and it's a little late at night, and I'm here by myself at my house, and I'm like hanging out. I had a beer. I'm just, you know, lounging. I'm just figuring out the world. You know, I'm just letting the world around me live, and I'm living. And as people might say in AA, let go, let God, you know, whatever that means. I got a really fun show for you. They're all fun, but you know what I mean. I have the porn star Dakota James, who is a very, very, very nice looking lady. She's actually built very similar to my girlfriend. Big butt, blonde hair, tiny. She's a real go-getter. Dakota actually played my girlfriend in season 2 of Dating on Set, which comes out very, very soon, so keep your eye out for that. We just shot it in L.A. a couple weeks ago, and when I was shooting out there, she was actually staying in the house that I was staying in. So before I got on my plane to come back to New York, I decided to sit her down and interview her. And she's really cool. She's really young. She's 21. And it's always odd because I really don't like talking to women under the age of 25. Just because, especially attractive women under the age of 25, I feel like the world kind of bows at their feet in a lot of ways. They get stuff bought for them, and they get to talk on incessantly about nothing, and men just listen because men are dumb and they're just trying to like get laid. So they make everything sound like they're saying something so groundbreaking. And then next thing you have a 45-year-old woman who thinks that she's saying important shit. At the end of the day, no one's listening to her and she wonders why. Like, that's why. We're setting people up for bad habits. Anyways, Dakota's not that kind of person. She actually has some deeper thoughts, and she's introspective, and I enjoy being around her. And I thought the interview shows that, as well as just, she literally just got done shooting a scene, you know, and she was cool enough to just donate her time. So anyone who is getting it in the ass, not in the ass, but at least come on their face, which we talk about, and then sits down with me immediately after and lets me kind of pick their brain, you know, I'm hard to handle, you know, it's nice. So she's definitely a cut above most 21-year-old girls I've ever met. And I think you guys are going to not only be titillated by this interview, but I also think you'll enjoy it for more cerebral reasons. Enjoy. A really fun guest, someone I have grown to know, quite fond of her. She's actually in Dating on Set as well, season 2, which you guys will be seeing. My friend Dakota James, say hello to the people.
Hello, people.
Yeah, she's a smartass, even on radio, not just in person.
Yeah.
I was like looking for, I'm in Chatsworth, everybody, in case you know I'm always out here. I never go to LA, I just hang out in Chatsworth because that's where the real parties are at. Anyways, I was like, I got to do a podcast. It's been a minute. And Dakota happens to live in Lord & Merchant's model house. And she's also in Dating on Set. So I was like, perfect. And I actually just got her when she got home from working. Mm-hmm. A very hard day.
Yeah. For the people. I work hard for my money.
She's wearing a full weed outfit. I didn't know those existed. It's not even a matching weed outfit. It's like different weed. With these, like, what would you call those pants? Nylon? Those are
they're
nylon
leggings, and they're spandex.
Spandexy leggings, yeah. All weed. So it tells you it's what beautiful. She stands for. It's very, yeah, it's very eclectic.
And my socks say "Stay smoking."
So, for those of you that don't know Dakota and you haven't got to Google her yet, Dakota is an adult film person.
Adult film person.
She does adult film things and gets compensated for them.
Right.
For those of you out there that want to be crude about it, she's a porn star / adult film artist.
And right. Performer.
And performer.
Yeah.
So it's so funny because when I'm hanging around the house here, people are always like, well, what goes on there? Like, and because, like, my past and people know that I kind of get around a little bit, they're like, oh, isn't that so hard to be in that house? And it's like, no. Like, everyone gets paid to have sex. So when they come home, it's like the last thing they want to do is fuck for sport. Like, it's not like a, it's not like an orgy here at all. It's actually very tame.
No, it's not a brothel.
You know, I mean, a lot of ass hangs out, but it's all tease. It's all tease. There's nothing here. I sit in this office. I'm in this office right now. I sit in here the whole time. I don't do anything.
Loner.
I know. And now I have Dakota in here. And she just got home from work. And it's really interesting because, you know, conversation with somebody who comes from work is like, so how was your day? Well, you know, I fucking, you know, the boss was on my ass. You know, my key fob wouldn't work when I got that, you know, getting my badge checked again. Like, dumb shit. That's your day. Dakota's day was literally she gets in the house and Laura goes, so who are you working with? She says, and she's like, do you have a big dick? What do they do? And what do they do to you? What was a spatula? They put a spatula up you?
No, a speculum?
Speculum, not a spatula, everybody. Just for, and a speculum is one of, like, it's like a snake with a camera on the end of it.
No. A speculum, you don't even know. So, all my ladies out there that know what it's like to have that annual
actually,
guy
a lot of ladies
trip.
Listen to this.
Okay, well.
Bigger demographic.
I'm sure.
She's not impressed. It's like, honestly, 2-1 female to male ratio.
We all know what a speculum is.
No, that's not me.
I know, I'm going to explain.
Okay, go ahead.
So, when we take our annual trips to the gyno, there's this lovely tool.
Why do you have to say it? Like, is that like a rule? Like, you take an annual trip to the gyno. What would you,
I mean,
what would you pick up that accent?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. When you're explaining things, this is how you talk. It's like a patronizing way that Dakota has about it. I forgot. So just to clue you in before she finishes her long story. Basically, she does this thing where she's like, so why would you be doing... Like, to make you feel like more of a shithead. Like, if you walked in and you made a joke and no one laughed, like, so funny, I went to the gyno with my spatula. Keep going. Now they know. I just have to fill them in.
Who's the asshole?
I'm the asshole since birth. So you're a newer asshole.
Oh, okay.
Speculum. And okay. Now...
Anyways, they put it inside your vagina and they crank it open. So they're opening
that sounds
your
awful.
Vagina so you can see inside.
Oh, so when they say they, so there's a guy on either side of you tugging a lip to
no,
get it in there?
No.
And they're bagging it in? How big is your vagina?
I mean, I think it went like 3 notches and then I was like, okay, we're good. Don't crank it open anymore.
Do you feel the notches? Like,
as
okay,
it's
so,
opening?
So yeah, so let's, a little sidebar, let's do a sidebar, this is great about Michelle. So sidebar, Dakota has a really popular scene out for a pretty popular, like, I don't even know what you would call it, it's called Black, it's where just big black guys fuck white chicks with, like, hot asses. Basically, the trend of everything right now in 2015, like, black guys are just, like, killing it with big fat booty white girls. And you know what, white guys, it's your fault, it's your fault. Because you gotta be more interesting, you gotta be more dominant, you're too fucking passive. And now look, everyone just wants to bang black guys now, it's like trendy. We gotta get a white woman who's a sex, what do they call it, sex symbol with a big butt that starts dating white guys. Then we're back. Like Marilyn Monroe dated Joe DiMaggio. Ugly Sicilian guy, I am Sicilian, I'm happy for him, I'm glad it happened. And I bet you a lot of ugly Sicilians got laid because of that. Because women like trends.
They do.
They love trends.
Anybody does. Society does, I think.
They do, but they don't dig deeper in what the reality is. Like, women have, like, a strict type. It's so odd. Like, I'm no one's type, but I've slept with everybody. It's so crazy.
Oh,
a lot of people, not as many as you. This is a weird house, you know?
I know that.
Your number is not as high, but you could probably, you could name people you slept with and people would know who they were.
Okay.
I don't have that many. Mainstream people I've slept with that I can't say.
Right.
Just like you probably could, probably in the same situation sometimes too, but you could go, well, I fucked this guy. Like, oh, that porn guy.
Right.
Whenever guys know porn guys, like whenever they're like, hey, do you know this guy? Like, no, why do you know this dude's name for if you're a straight man?
Like, because some straight guys do
like
watch.
The work?
No, they watch. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I love your work, bro.
But they watch, like, certain scenes with certain male talents because they either like their mannerisms, whatever, or maybe they feel...
A connection?
They feel a connection. You're
really proving my point right now, and you weren't trying to.
Shut up.
Oh, man, Peter... Like, I remember I had an uncle who was obsessed with Peter North, and I never... When I was, like, 13, my family's fucked up, and he was always, like, trying to tell me about Peter North and show me Peter North videos. He wasn't molesting me or anything. He just was, like, really interested in Peter North's work. And now that I'm, like, around porn people a lot, I'm like, well, it's weird that you know Peter North's work like that, where you're so obsessed with Peter North that that's all you talk about. I'm obsessed with Bruce Springsteen, but the guy has like 4,000 songs in his catalog. I mean, the guy is a genius.
Right.
I guess. That's, okay, right. Teach his own. Fine. Fine. Get the fuck out of my face. If you see me on the street, don't talk to me. Whoever you're listening and you want to disagree with me, we have a problem. Anyways, getting very agitated. So, for those of you out there, she did this scene. It's really popular, and she's like killing it. I'm asking if her see how I can do that? How I literally can come back from the middle of nowhere and get right back to where you were. That's called talent. That's called something something special. So I was literally talking to her. You're something special when I had that spatula in there. There's something about you.
Yeah, it's a spatula.
Yes, I know. That's the joke. We're going to keep running the jokes. So now, she has this scene out, and she's a young woman, very young, and I'm asking her... And I'm asking her if she can feel the notches on her vagina go up, and how do you prevent that? Because that's a real thing. So here's why I'm saying it's a real thing. A lot of the girls I date are the girls that black guys are my type, and it's usually like some NFL black guy that she was with before me that's hung like just 10 inches or more.
Right.
And I always know like how many notches they're off. It's very interesting because I see a lot of girls that crave huge penises, which is very intriguing in the sense that I could feel that they're off. Even girls that have babies, I could feel your notches are off, slightly off.
I mean, I haven't fucked that many women.
Can you feel it though, on the inside?
On the inside?
Do you tighten it up? Do you get a wrench? Like, what is your?
Yeah, you know, I just. Stick it up there, fix it up.
Because it's a muscle, so it retracts, correct, to a certain degree?
Okay, do your Kegels and you'll be golden.
So you do Kegels. This is what we're getting at.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't, like, sit down, like, every single night and I'm not like, all right, I gotta do my Kegels for, like, 10 minutes.
You're not a very disciplined person, though, so you wouldn't sit down and do that no matter what. You're not, like, a regimen person. It's like you wake up and, like, well, I gotta go to the grocery store. Then I gotta get these Kegels
Actually,
in.
I do plan.
Really?
I do. I plan things.
Wow, I'm impressed. So you have no Kegel plan, though.
No Kegel plan.
Do you ever...
Maybe I should have planned. I don't know.
Like a scene after today's scene. Mm-hmm. Do you come home and be like, man, I gotta get these Kegels in because I'm just feeling a little... My notches are
no,
off.
No, I was feeling pretty
You're feeling
tight.
Notched up?
Notched up.
Does your vagina ruin for average penis?
No, because it's
all a good time. It all... You're saying yours knows how to see an enemy on a... You know how you put your finger and see an enemy in a grid? So you're saying your vagina has a natural see an enemy? Just on the...
Yep. Just
it's impressive if that's true. Hole. No wonder you're doing so well.
But, you know, I mean... I don't feel like my vagina is any different than it was from when I started.
When you're born? I think it's,
well, okay. Come on now. I meant the industry.
So you're saying, but when does it start? When does that wear and tear start?
I don't know. I'll let you know.
You don't ask people that have been in a long time?
But everyone's body's different.
So you're saying you might have a magical body that doesn't deteriorate.
Maybe I was born for porn.
I've actually never seen your vagina, ever. Is it a meaty? No, not like... I mean, I know we just from Twitter and stuff because we're friends
right,
and
so
Instagram.
Then you see my vagina
but
on
I've
Twitter.
Never seen... No, I've never seen it. I've never been like...
I guess I don't post pictures like, hello,
yeah, unlike most of your counterparts, you're not like mirroring up. Is it a... You know, I'm going to get to the real talk in a minute, folks, right? Just bear with me. We're getting to the real stuff. This is the route I'm taking. Is it a meatier vagina? Is it a heavier one? Like, what is it? Is it bushy?
Do you want me to show you a picture right now?
No. The description... radio. The description is so much better.
I mean...
Could you pick it out in the lineup? If you had 10 vaginas lined up, could you find yours?
I'd hope so.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure I know so.
You don't ever say anything affirmative. I think so.
I think so. No, I mean...
Are you full bushing it?
No.
Because that's like the thing now, right? The above bush.
Like, you trim.
The trimmed bush.
Mm-hmm, or like a landing strip.
Yeah, it's like the rough.
Yeah, I did a little... at one point in time, I rocked a little...
Is it blonde? Because you're blonde. Or is it brown?
It's like a dark blonde, light brown. dealio going on, you know?
Okay.
So, but no, I'm cleanly shaven.
For those of you at home, I was just doing with my hand like a plane taking off. It was pretty epic the way I did it. I wish you guys were here to see it. So you do boy girl, mm-hmm. you do girl girl, mm-hmm. you do boy boy girl.
Only
you've done it.
Yes.
It's not like your forte necessarily.
No.
And your notches are not off.
I know. My notches aren't off. Especially after black. That says something.
Yeah, after two black guys that are very large men,
yeah.
your notches are still intact.
They are.
We should all be happy for Dakota.
Yay!
Same notches, everybody. Now, she has a large buttocks. But I think your butt's gotten bigger. Are you shooting scenes now with your bigger butt? These come out when? Soon? Enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Because your butt has always been big, but not like, it's bigger now.
Right.
It's better now.
I've always had a bubble butt, kind of, you know, so she's not heart-shaped.
She's 20 and she eats a ton, and it's like going into a perfect place for her right now. What do you think is going to happen when you're like 27?
It's called the gym, bro.
Come on, bro. So you're going to hit the gym at 23?
Do you even lift, bro? Why don't I run?
What are you running to? The fucking, to get something to eat the kitchen in back? You got the natural genetics where your ass went into a perfect place.
Right.
It's a perfect place. Do you take it for granted?
No.
Feel like you do.
Maybe.
Fucking put my foot down in here right now.
I mean, why not?
Why not take it for granted?
Well, why not take advantage of it?
What do you have to see for you to go, fuck, I gotta get in the gym?
Love handles.
That could be a long ways away, though. What about on your ass?
On my ass? Cellulite.
I've been a lot of big booties. And there's always a degree of cellulite. It's a natural thing.
No, I know. At 16.
So how much? How much do you have to see if you do it?
No cottage cheese. Like, ew. Come on now. I should start like a daily like routine.
So
of,
when
like,
you could see it
pelvis
your...
forward, like, check the
Kegels.
No.
I'm giving like a whole checklist. What if your weed pants, you could see it through the weed pants? That's probably when
that's
you're
not,
like, I gotta,
that's
I gotta do something.
That's not right.
And she's still in her porno makeup, which is great. She came right from the set to
I
you guys.
I shower.
You just don't wash your face.
Nah, yeah, I didn't. Well, I had to take an Uber.
Is that like...
And I didn't...
We're talking about porn.
Okay.
Naked. I had to take an Uber.
Well,
so no facial.
No drivers available.
No facial today.
I don't know.
Did you?
Do you want? I mean, how open do you want me to be?
As open as you want. Did you get a facial today?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got like three. He couldn't stop. He had to pull out like five times.
Oh, he was so into it.
He's, yeah.
Really into it.
Yeah. So right now, yeah, there's jizz on my face.
How did you wash it off? Is there a special thing that you use to
no.
A hose?
A hose.
Do they take you out
the
back?
The PA's just like, all right.
Do they
no.
give you baby wipes?
Baby wipes. Baby wipes are... Porn star's best friend.
I love baby wipes, the flushable kind,
yeah.
in the restroom. I think it's nice for your ass to have a baby wipe.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing that the shit is getting caught, literally, in the pipes.
Mm.
So how many do you think of your facial tissues?
I throw them in the trash because...
You're conscious about
yeah,
the earth.
And also...
Man, I don't really like you.
Yeah.
I don't like what you're about.
And also because pretty much on every porn set above the toilet it says do not
flush
baby wipes.
Yeah. But if they're flushable, why can't I? That's stupid. It's bad advertising. That's the whole purpose.
Yeah, you're right.
It's convenient.
I'm not gonna clog any toilets.
No, you shouldn't. That's embarrassing.
It is.
It's really embarrassing, actually.
So
don't do that. Don't clog toilets and then run out of the establishment because you're embarrassed. I'm not saying I've ever done that, but
yeah, you have.
Maybe I have.
Probably.
So you wash, like you wipe all the, and then you go they have to fix your makeup again?
What, when I leave?
No, when you after each time you get
nutted
on.
Oh, no, I mean, today they didn't, no.
So
normally,
it stays intact.
Normally, the male performer has to last until the end, but this dude...
Was just having a field day with
just,
you.
Just, yeah.
All the spatulums and the spatulas mm-hmm. and the nut shots and the 20-year-old butt. So, you did not mess your makeup up at all?
Yeah, I did, actually. I had mascara.
Oh,
like,
yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Well, you're the one that's looking at me. I don't have a mirror in front
of
me.
I'm not saying you... That's what I'm saying. It looks kind of intact.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. But no, I had mascara, like, above my eye and under my eye. Choking.
Is it scary? It's scary. Do you get scared?
It's like a scare? No. would I be doing what I do if I was scared, if I didn't feel safe?
You know
safe?
What I mean. It's like, not scared like I'm going to die. Oh. But you get like, oh, man. You get nervous.
No.
For a big show, any show for that matter, I could perform for 10 people. I perform for 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a degree of anxiety. Maybe I'm an anxious guy, but there's always a degree of anxiety in me. It's not, that doesn't help.
No.
People think it helps. Actually, last night, ladies and gentlemen, I smoked a bong with this guy.
He's like, I don't even know his name.
I'm not gonna even guess his name. That's how much I don't know his name. And as you know, I'm an amazing harmonica player. I started jamming on my harmonica. No shit. People were like, I might be a prodigy. And it may have been the weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I smoked myself into the spins, and then I had to go to bed.
It's
ruined my whole life.
It's ruined my whole life. And, yeah, you gotta know your limit.
But I totally...
You'll get there one day.
I have a great harmonica. I'll drink you into the table. I may not be able to smoke you into the table, but I'll drink you into the table, that's for sure.
You want to test that?
Yeah, actually, I do. After this, we're going to do it up. You guys can't watch or listen, because I have a rep. But you smoke weed before you work or not when you work?
I can. I prefer not to, just for professionalism.
Sure.
I mean,
you know what?
I won't lie and say that there wasn't one time that I, you know, an edible and, but then I have the whole thing of like, you know, my eyes look a little red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to look good.
Yeah.
Period. You want to bring the best.
Right.
It's interesting because people, I'm outside looking into your industry, which makes it really great for me when I have to write about it, because I get to see all the little stuff that I think people get numb. Like, I come from a really weird family where people get really numb at awful shit. I think we kind of had this conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think when you're like seeing something that people are just used to, there's a new perspective. And I think like people get confused, like, this isn't professional. Like, the amount of shit that you guys have to do. I get it. Like, it does kind of promote being fucking crazy and being out of your mind about things. Like, it does allow a lot of leeway to stuff.
Right.
But the actual work itself and the production side of it and what has to be done, it's a bit, a lot of professionalism there.
It's
There's a lot
it's
of it.
It's a business. Like, and that's what a lot of, you know, viewers or, you know, don't see what really is happening behind the camera. But I mean, it's a process. Like, I mean, no matter how many times I shoot for a company, every single time I'm gonna have to fill out all my paperwork, do like, you know, my interview and whatever, and then even we have a closing once we're done wrapping the scene, making sure everything went okay, blah blah blah. Like, it's work.
Definitely is work. And if you have like a favorite porn star, like a lot of you guys do, I'm learning that now because I keep getting emails. If they're good at their job, like, they're popular, they fucking hustle. Like, they will out-hustle most people. Like, there's none of these girls, like, sit around and just go, well, I'm hot, let's do some sex and see you later. Like, it doesn't work that way. Not at all. Not in the least. Especially not this little vixen with her weed pants on.
Yeah.
She just goes straight from business into relax mode and supporting her own brand of weed. Of ass weed.
I should start my own fucking strain.
So you are from Alaska. You're from everywhere, but Alaska is your home.
Yes.
And you fly in to do, I mean, you do love radio where you have to talk about you're from Alaska. So I don't want to talk about shit you've already talked about. Cause I'm good enough to find a lot of interesting things about you, not just Alaska.
I mean, that's what a lot of people focus, you know.
Is it true that you hunt moose? Did I hear right? That you hunt the moose?
I take them down.
You hunt the moose. Let's just start making shit about what you do in Alaska. Is it true you have an igloo where you go topless?
Oh, yeah, and I can see Russia
in your
from
cam.
My backyard.
What is interesting, though, is that she does serve coffee in a bikini.
Yeah.
In this, like, little cold hut, which is, that's fun.
It is.
And that's actually, was telling me, it's a really popular thing in Alaska.
It is in Alaska. It's a huge thing.
But not really here.
Coffee huts everywhere.
So
when it's 40 below.
You're out there doing it. And
yeah.
What kind of bikini? Like, full bottom?
I mean, yeah, I have a couple thong bikinis, but, you know, my ass is just so big that even though they're supposed to be full bottom, it's, like, cheeky, like, you know,
it's
my ass
angles.
Just swallows it.
Her ass isn't that big, it's all angles. She's really good at angles.
Yeah. Just by my angles.
Why are we alive? Do you ever think about that? Like, why are you alive?
My purpose in life?
I don't even know about purpose, but why are you alive? Does that mean purpose? I think that's two different things.
Yeah. why am I, I don't know, to
Is that depress you to think about that? Because you're 20 and you're like a cute girl where like people give you shit for being a cute girl? Where you're kind of like, you don't even notice that the world is shitty around you. Like, you just...
I mean, I know it is, but...
How shitty is the world to you? In your mind, on the outside. Not necessarily to you personally.
Right.
But what you see on the outside. Like, how bad does it look to you? I know you don't want to think that way. Let's be clear, okay, everybody?
I'm a very positive person.
Just super positive. It's so friendly. Very optimistic. The glass is half full. There, it's out. This is not her take on life. This is a question that Josh Ricardo, the host, is asking her. What's shitty to you about the world?
A lot. Like,
let's pick
our environment.
So environment.
Yeah.
Like
LA? I can't
you don't
live
like
here.
LA.
There's no way. There's too many people. Just flying in the first day I got here, like, I could just see the smog. Just.
Oh, the layer?
Yeah. Damn. It's disgusting.
It's no marine layer. That's smog. So that would be a reason why, or is too many people?
Oh, and I think there's too many people.
Do you want to live like in a mountain somewhere where you just walk around in your weed pants?
Just walk around in nothing, duh. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, Alaska is home. Like, everyone wants me to move out here, but I'm like, it's just, this isn't a place for me. I grew up, you know, having a couple acres of land to go whatever, you know, fucking snowboard, dirt bike, whatever.
Yeah.
Four wheel. So.
Yeah, we get it, a lot of outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know, and the way society just is nowadays, it kind of, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like, it's saddening, like,
right?
It's depressing, like.
What do you think has done it? What do you think has set society in such a bad place? This is, my show goes everywhere, but this is actually something I'm interested in, because it's someone that I met that is really positive and almost blasé about things, like, yeah, man, cool, let's, oh, sorry, where are we, let's go with the flow type of people. And she's one of them, so now it's interesting to hear what is bad about society. Like,
I mean,
social media.
Yeah, we all live around technology.
We have to, yeah.
And, like, and that's the thing, is, like, my phone is my life, which is sad to say, but it really is. It has everything on it. And we do I was just, when we were on set today, we were talking about how you can, like, there's an app for the hospital here in LA, so, like, you can see what the wait time is in the ER. Like, what the...
That's useful, though.
Is it? If you just had your arm chopped off, you really think you're like, wait, let me see what the wait time is.
I would. Hey, get my phone. It's in my arm. Take it out of the hand that's in my arm. And I gotta figure out what... I don't want to wait.
Like, what? I mean, I don't get it. And music...
Music is terrible now.
It's horrible.
Do you like older music?
I do, to be honest.
What do you like?
I listen to, like, I mean...
Classic rock stuff?
Classic rock, fucking old school rap.
Old school,
beats,
like, what's old school rap to you?
Like
Snoop
Tupac,
Dogg, 92? Oh, okay.
Dre,
yeah.
You know, Biggie, all of them. When rap actually, like, told stories.
Sure.
And other than ass and titties.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right?
Seriously. I don't know.
I love ass, but come on, let's rap about something real.
How about blow?
Not even blow. Rap about if you have a shitty life. Like, let's hear about it. Enough this marketing shit. I could give a fuck. Tell me a story.
Right?
I want to hear your story.
Anyways.
So you are into, basically, music sucks. Everything sucks. But we got to find the greatness in all of it. And that's what you do.
That's what I do. Fucking cheesing always.
Yeah, you and your cheesing. So I think it helps you. Coming from Alaska to here and back. I think that separates this world from you a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Then you don't have to be obsessed with, like, jumping into, like, the party scene or anything crazy.
I'm not full-time porn mode.
Yeah, you have a real life you lead.
I have a real life.
You know what I mean? Because some of this shit is not real life. I mean, I've been here 3 days, and it has nothing to do with the porn world. That's to do with me and Laura. I've been drunk every single minute.
Yeah.
Because that's just what I'm doing. Like, it's just conducive to that environment. That could happen to a lot of people.
Easily.
I've been working my ass off too, folks. Don't think I'm out here bullshitting the porn people. Mom, if you're listening. Fucking don't make me come to Colorado. Oh, fuck.
Oh, sorry. I kind of want to go to Colorado.
It's awful. No, you would love it. You would love it.
Because we're from Alaska.
Well, I just think that that's your kind of world.
Yeah.
I fly in Denver.
Weed.
Weed pants.
We got mountains.
Speculums. All you need is your speculum, and you're hitting it up, and you're doing it up, and you're doing that weed thing, and you're doing the positivity thing. And yeah, it's great. It's been great.
Whatever you say.
So, Mom, I'm not coming to Colorado yet. I'll call you. I think that's your thing, though. Kind of world like that, where it's kind of away from everything, but you know. Mm-hmm. 2 hours away from real civilization.
Right, right.
Your neighbor's like way the fuck over there.
Mm-hmm. I can drive in the continental U.S.
In the Yukon.
Takes me a while to get anywhere in Alaska. Okay.
Is Alaska nice? Should I go there?
I tell everyone you should go experience it.
People are obsessed with Alaska.
They are. They talk to me about the TV shows all the time, and I'm like, I don't watch them.
It's hard to talk to you. Why? It's hard. Like, not now. Like, we get along great now. Right. But it's hard to find a common ground. Because you don't reveal a whole lot. It's not like you talk to somebody. No, I'm not even going to say mystery. It's just more like, say, how's it going, whatever. Like, good, how are you? And then it kind of, you got to really find the coals to make that fire burn with you. So, I sat down with Dakota yesterday, just because she's in the show, and she plays my girlfriend in the show. So, we had to shoot for like 18 hours, and be like boyfriend-girlfriend for 18 hours. So I'm like, well, I should talk to you. We should figure you out.
I guess.
And she was pretty in-depth. I'm not going to tell you the conversation, because that's a private conversation we have. But you would never know that you could be that in-depth. So,
I'm a real person.
I don't know about... I don't think, like, there's, like, you have a porn persona. I think you as a person. I don't know if...
Yeah.
Like you said, maybe you're different when you go to Alaska, but when you're here...
Right.
And you are... I mean, this house is a little overwhelming. It's a lot of people in it, and everyone's in the business in one way or another, except for, like, I think one other person that lives here. And I don't know if you can truly ever relax somewhere that's not home, but I feel like here you do... I mean, you seem fine, mm-hmm. you know? But maybe it's not a place where it's always work mode to a certain degree.
Right.
So even when you're smoking weed a bunch and you're weird pajamas, you're still like in...
Dakota mode.
You're in a little bit of work mode, which is fine. But you are hard to get like a... Like what really makes this chick tick? Like what makes you like fly off the handle? What makes you like cry? Like what makes you really happy? Like go crazy? And maybe you're just a really level... Like, happy level. Mm-hmm. I find it hard to believe, though.
You just don't know.
People, that thing is, you're going to play the mystery part where you don't know.
Hey, I do. I do know.
Maybe it's age, too. Do you think, like, deep down, mm-hmm. you're going to be this person that just emotions are going to spew out of you eventually?
I mean...
What? Emotions,
I'm
like...
I'm just going to sit there and break my pencil and start crying.
Why are you using a pencil?
Maybe I'm going to go back to school.
You're taking SATs again? That could be down there, huh? Something could spark that. Like a wave of shit could just come out of you. In a good way.
I mean, I guess. I'll let you know if it happens.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah, hit me up on social media. A wave of shit came out of you.
Yeah.
See, look how uncomfortable you are now. It's so funny because whenever I work with somebody and they have to play my girlfriend, I'm just like... I'm awkward for the sake of humor, but when I know I have to be intimate with someone on not intimate like we're gonna have sex. Trust me, she did a lot more intimate things today. Maybe not though. We jumped into the emotions, anyways. So I want to know like okay like I want to build some connection. Hey, I'm gonna touch you here. Like where? Like I don't want to freak you out. I always ask people that when I'm about to work with them. Like where? Because I'm like really weird about. Being as method as possible. So if I want to like make out with somebody out of nowhere, even if it's not written there, I'm just going to do it and do my thing. And I get that she comes from the porn world, but you were like, yeah, I don't know. It's really awkward. You're asking me this. I walked away.
Well,
it was the day before shooting. I was like, all right, I guess we're just going to let it ride.
I mean, I don't feel weird being touched.
No shit.
Like, I mean, you're gonna touch me in inappropriate places, you're gonna let me know, but you're not gonna do that.
It was more about the input of, like, even though you're 20, you've been in relationships before. You've been in serious ones.
Right.
So if we're in a serious, like a budding relationship, it wasn't necessarily, the characters aren't serious yet,
right.
But budding, mm-hmm. I'm more going, hey, I'm playing your boyfriend, so I'm going to be like on you. How do you, like, give me some input. What do you think? Like, you know, how should we feel type of thing? And it's really like, you're making it awkward. And she walked away to go smoke weed. And I was like, all right, I thought it was really funny. But I'm like, we'll see how it works. But she came in and shot, and her shit was on point.
I was really. Rolling.
She keeps saying when the camera's rolling, like she's Meryl Streep. But I've never seen you do dialogue ever.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we were doing like the Skype thing mm-hmm. before we didn't really even go through anything besides just some simple direction.
Right.
So I love how you're like, well, when the cameras roll, I'm all mainstream, and you were good. You were really good. You're going to really like her. She's actually really good. She has some really good moments too. She has a lot of layers I've given her as a writer. She's very, very fortunate.
I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
So lucky.
But you killed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should be happy. Do you want to continue doing anything mainstream? Do you even give a shit?
I'd love to. If, you know, the opportunities.
But you're not obsessed with it like some of these girls. You didn't get into porn to go mainstream.
Right.
You didn't. Because that's retarded.
But if there's the possibility, I'd definitely go mainstream over porn, you know?
Do you want to take acting classes? Do you want to train? Are you like, meh?
I mean,
are you wait for the job to come and then think about that?
Just a show up on my doorstep and be like, so we're offering you $1 million to do this. I mean, like,
that happens. That happens.
That totally happens, right? And keep so dreaming. Much.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I just wait for my check. I'm still like,
yeah.
I'm just doing all this hard.
When did they promise it for
I'm
you?
Doing all this hard work just because I enjoy it. I just want to, you know.
That's weird. I'm just kidding. But, yeah.
So you do want to go train.
I wouldn't want to move to LA, though. I don't have to move.
You can train anywhere.
Right, but.
You don't have to move. Okay, I get what you're saying, but you don't have to move to LA to do porn.
True.
So
but everyone's.
While you're here, mm-hmm. even though you work a ton, I'm sure you can carve out a little bit out of the weed time. Don't kill me for saying that. I'm sure that 7 hours of weed time you have, you can knock an hour down. And if you really wanted to.
Right.
Is that something you want to do? Nah. It's like a man. Are you like a man or a man?
Tran.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I was trying. Yeah, I would, you know, I'd totally go after acting. Actually, as a child, you know, that was something I wanted to be an actress.
You were a dancer too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not like a pole dancer, but like an actual like jazz, contemporary, tap.
Ballet. You know.
Can you do any ballet shit?
It's been a while. Yeah, I mean, I can go up on my toes. Can you do that too?
I can't do that. That's impressive though.
I was 8.
When you stopped.
I started at 3, yeah.
Oh, so you still remember something.
Right. And I would have continued. That was also another dream.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Are you living your dream now?
I'm living life.
Like, I'm not asking you to talk bad about your industry, not going to. But I'm asking, like, how do you feel? Because I think there are girls out there. Because you're going to look up Dakota, and you're going to be like, this girl looks like a girl that I'm sitting next to in class at my college, or, and this is why she does so well, or this girl looks like a girl who I would go out and go to my prom with. If you were so lucky to spring your spatula, what is your, you're just living life.
Yeah.
That's your answer.
I mean, I'm happy.
You wake up happy.
I wake up happy. I go to bed happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm happy throughout the day. But then,
are you one of those people that could fucking live in a garbage can happy, though? Like, you know, those people that can be happy pretty much anywhere?
No. I mean, like I said, you know, that positive attitude
you're
really
irritable.
Helps.
You're irritable, though.
Not really.
You can be a little irritable.
No, maybe it's just you.
Well, I do bring it out of people. I've told that before. It's probably not a lie.
But, no, I mean, I can't complain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that I am alive and I have a lot, you know, a lot more than any other 20-year-old with experience in life and just, you know, I'm lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at other people and they don't have that or, you know, they don't have the mentality that I do and that's, you know, you really need to be stable in this industry because you can get lost real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How do you keep it stable? Like, what's one thing you make sure you do?
It's not really so much that I do, but having my family, since I moved back to Alaska, just being around them,
mm-hmm.
I guess is something that really keeps me
grounded.
Like, grounded.
So the separation, like we talked about, comes full circle. It's about being, not having to be here all
and
the time.
And then the fact that I, you know, I work a normal job, too, because people get... They don't know what a real job is after you've done porn. It takes a couple months and they're like, what?
You get up at 5 a.m. to go to your job, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I have to be there at 5. I have to open the coffee hut at 5:30 in the morning.
That's some real life shit.
And I used to have to drive like 30 minutes just to go to work. So I was like...
Why do you stay at that job? It's because you love it so much?
Because...
And it's not stripping? So
no,
you're like, it's
no,
a...
I mean, we're close.
You get to interact with people? And...
Yeah, I like interacting with people. I'm, you know, sociable. And I do it because why not? Why not make more money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I try, like, the whole 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off thing when I was just traveling back and forth. But honestly, there was, like, a point where I was like, well, what do I do with myself? Like,
so you're saying in porn, you make enough money to not have to have that job.
Oh, for sure.
But you want that job.
Yeah.
And that separates you from most girls, I'm finding, right?
Yeah.
You're able to do that.
Yeah. Because a lot of girls can't.
No.
Or don't want
you
to.
You prioritize.
They're just lazy.
Yeah. Oh, no shit.
So.
That helps keep you grounded then.
Mm-hmm. Even though I still go by Dakota.
At the job. Just because it's the people know you from porn,
people
too.
People recognize me,
so you don't want to use your real name.
Not really.
Which is brah, brah. Spell that, everybody. That's her real name. Brah, blah, blah.
Let me know if you figure it out.
Yeah, if you figure that out, good for you. You deserve it. You deserve to know.
Winning at life.
So, the next moves for you are... What mainstream, before we go on to that... My show, was it the most mainstream thing you've ever done, or have you done something else? Where you've acted more in? I mean, I get that you've had to read lines in some of your...
Yeah, but that's not mainstream.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
So. but, yeah, no, I think that's, you know, this is the first, like, mainstream thing I've ever really worked on. I mean, I have, like, you know, paparazzi pictures out there on, like...
For what?
Me at the beach.
They paparazzi you at the beach?
Yeah.
Really? Where do they post them? TMZs?
No, not TMZ. Like, fucking... Oh, God, what are they?
What were you wearing at the beach? Just slamming beers? What were you doing?
No, just my booty, you know?
Oh,
the
wow.
Dakota James
booty. This has been quite the focal point of the conversations around this house has been Dakota's new ass. Is it a real ass?
It is
real too.
Don't even...
I didn't say it was fake. It's
okay.
The focal point.
It's okay. You're not the first person to ask.
I didn't ask it was fake.
It's a normal thing nowadays, I guess, so...
Very normal.
I don't understand.
But not you.
No.
That's Alaskan bread.
That's all real.
The salmon down there ain't Alaskan, but the booty is all great wide open. Damn, I can't top my head. So what have we established in our episode today? Mm. Let's go over it. We've established that Dakota is a nice gal into living life at its fullest, but also being conscious of the people around her and their emotions. Also, distant and almost discouraging with her conversations. With me, apparently, no one else. And great at her sex job. Really good at it. She takes great pride. You could just see it in her face. She knows she's really good. She's very confident. And also loves weed. Loves weed. Can't leave that out. Loves it.
Who doesn't?
And wants to dabble in mainstream, possibly, if the opportunities come.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, my show could be a reel, like a reel piece for you. You can start your reel, your mainstream reel from my show.
I could.
That's awesome.
You're
should.
Thank you. I'll try.
Yeah. See, and she's like patronizing with this look on her face, too. It's really nice. She's been doing it all weekend.
Super facial expressive, so, you know.
It's like a real fuck you in the face. Yeah. So plug what you want to plug. Plug yourself. Plug your Twitter.
Okay. All right. Well, you can
because you're going to get followers and stuff out of it.
Okay,
you might as well go.
Right. Well, you can follow me on Twitter at DakotaJamesXXX and Instagram DakotaJamesX. And I have a Facebook too, but...
Plug Facebook.
I don't even know. It's just Dakota James. I don't know what the...
So basically, do you have a website too?
It's in the process.
So no website yet.
No.
Just go Google Dakota James and add her everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram, Twitter, mostly where you can, you know, find me.
Any scenes that are coming out soon that they should know about that are awesome scenes?
Ooh, I mean, there's going to be a lot of good stuff coming out after this trip, you know? You'll see me again on Blacked. That's all I'll say. I can't give out too much. Can't give any more.
We might be able to tell what the storyline is, but... What
yes, you're so funny.
I'm funny to myself. I can't help it. I'm just living life, you know. I'm trying to take a page out of your book. What was I going to ask you? Oh! So you obviously are going to see her in Dating on Set Season 2. She's amazing. Everyone's going to really like it. Make sure you hit her up and watch all her stuff. Do you have any closing remarks for me about how great I am? Do you want to tell my audience about I've changed your world in 3 days? That would be...
Turned my world upside down. It's just, I don't know who I was before I met you.
Preach.
I just...
Amen. But she's improv now and she's searching for words. Just let her find them.
Stop. You're ruining it. No, you're a really cool dude, though. I'm glad I got to meet you.
Well, great. That's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I think that was the sincerest she gets. All right. Well, I'm glad you came on. I'm glad we got to talk.
Yeah.
It's nice to talk again.
Yeah.
Especially right after a scene. I caught it right before she was going to get high, so...
Yep.
I nailed it.
And the jizz is still on my face.
She still has remnants of the jizz everywhere. It's just a different world on the show when I'm in Chatsworth.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Dakota, say goodbye to everybody.
Bye!
So that's Dakota James, everybody. Dakota James, the porn person. I like porn person. But she actually is a porn star, though. She's very fine. She's fine as wine. Awesome lady. Played my girlfriend, Dating on Set Season 2, which comes out very soon. Make sure you subscribe to Dating on Set on YouTube. And make sure you go check out Dakota and all of her social media links. If you like looking at pretty girls, it's a no-brainer. That's our show for the week. That's our show. Been great. LA was great. I'm glad I was out there. Thank you, Dakota, for coming out and being available for me to interview you. I think it was all positive. Remember to email slampigpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for all of you that email. I'll be responding to them on different broadcasts whenever I get them. Yada yada yada. Also, subscribe on iTunes. And also, one last also. I literally masturbated, so now I'm like all mush-brained. We have a new affiliate called A Misfit Network that Slamping Podcast will be featured on. So for those of you keeping score at home, there's RadioIO.com, there's the Misfit Network, and then there's iTunes. So everyone's getting a little piece of Slam Pig. So go out and find it, and go love those things, because without them supporting me and without you supporting me, there is no me. I would just be talking to myself. So... That being said, enjoy the rest of your week. Take it easy, everybody. Love you. Goodbye.